morning.
Thank the Lord for that message.
Yes.
Waiting for us.
Yeah.
But you know, in order to get there, we gotta live each day in a way that's pleasing and honoring to God. And we gotta be ready. But we don't know, as we've been studying in Sunday school, when that time is gonna come. But the mansion is there waiting. And we have to go and claim it by the help and by the grace of God. Thank the Lord for that song this morning. I desire your prayers this morning. Once again, I'm depending on Him. Still can't do anything without Him. Just looking to Him to bless thoughts that He has given for today. Desire that they would be presented in a way that He would have them to be, that it would, the thoughts would be brought forth as He has given them this morning. And as the Lord began to inspire the thoughts for this message this morning, sometimes we don't know as we get into things how it's going to be, but as I began to look into the Word of God and study it a little bit, I realized that if I was to try to preach this message all at once, it would be a little while. So I'll look to the Lord to bless. I would imagine this is probably going to be at least a two-parter. So I just desire this morning that God would bless, that it would be able to be presented, to be broken up in a way that He would have it. So the thought this morning is in Jesus' name. I don't know if we fully comprehend and fully understand what is all encompassed in Jesus' name. And when you think about that word, something being encompassed, it means to enclose, to form a circle around it. So we're going to put a little circle up here this morning. Endeavor by the grace of God to fill it with some things this morning that is wrapped in Jesus' name. You know, this is something that we know. And it's just a good reminder to help us to understand what a mighty God we serve. You know, I think about it even in prayer and just in agreement with prayer and agreement with His Word, how many times we may say in Jesus' name. But I want us to be able to recognize the power and the might and the authority that is behind that name. And again, this is something that the few words that the Lord, I believe, has given, that we've been going to back by the Word of God. It's just going to be a few of what's encompassed in there. So if you take notes and you have a circle, you can fill your circle in with whatever you know is encompassed in the name of Jesus. I think the natural example, just in order for us to understand again, naturally, the closest thing that we could relate to the authority that is behind the name of Jesus is this example. Many of us growing up, and maybe even some that are growing up now, you have siblings. Maybe some of your siblings are older, and maybe some of your siblings are younger. You know, sometimes our siblings, they have good things to say to us, don't they? Maybe some things that could help us out, some things that, maybe some good, valuable things that would be beneficial to us. But sometimes with siblings, especially if we're older and this some information maybe is coming from a younger sibling, we might look at them and say, I'm not listening to you. You're younger than me. You know, or maybe if it's coming from the other one, it's an older sibling, maybe giving us some good instruction, maybe some sound advice. We might look at it and say, you're not my daddy. You're not my mama. I don't have to listen to you. right? But then there's something that enters into the equation, maybe, when it comes to maybe instruction or something that's given that puts a little weight behind it, right? And then it changes things a little bit. Now, if you say, well, Daddy said, or Mama said, now the whole dynamic changes, doesn't it? Why? Because there's some authority behind it now. See, there's some authority behind it now where it's coming from a place of power. So now, if whatever instruction I was given or there's something that I needed to do and that I didn't do it, now I'm going to have to answer to Daddy or Mama now. So it's a little bit different, see? Maybe there's instances, maybe it's in job situations sometimes. You know, coworkers maybe have some good things to say. Right? But again, there's a little bit different authority when it comes from somebody that's in charge. Well, the boss said, we need to do this, this, and this. Not just something that maybe one of your coworkers suggested. See, there's authority behind it, right? So we can understand naturally, just in those kind of relationships, what it means and how that there's that certain places there's authority and there's power that's given. So now we can try to understand in a spiritual sense when we talk about in the name of Jesus what's behind it. What is within, what's available to each and every one of us. We're going to start with one that's very familiar. You know that we receive salvation in Jesus' name. That's because of Jesus' name that we can be redeemed from our sins. Amen. That we can be freed from our sins. And that there is, regardless of what anybody might tell you, there's no other way. There is no other name that can be given that each and every one of us can receive salvation. We're going to begin in Romans, the 10th chapter, reading verse 12 and 13.
For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek.
There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek.
For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord.
For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord.
Shall be saved.
Shall be saved. We're talking about in Jesus' name now. Whoever calls on Jesus' name shall be saved. The writer here says that there's no difference. Doesn't matter what your background is. Doesn't matter what your lineage is. You know, this is specifically whether you're Jew or you're Greek. Doesn't matter what your nationality is. Doesn't matter what you where you came from, what part of the world that you live in. When you call on the name of Jesus, you can be saved. We're talking about some power and authority this morning that's in Jesus' name. That I can call upon him, that I can be saved. There's no condition. Didn't say, doesn't matter what you've done, call on the name of Jesus. We're talking about power and authority that's found in Jesus' name. That's what we have access to this morning. So it doesn't matter wherever we are in life, we can call on the name of Jesus and we can be saved. We can be delivered from whatever may be holding us back. We have access to the name of Jesus. There's a verse in Luke 24 and 47. This lets us know, it reiterates that it's available to all mankind. Amen. It talks about maybe where it started. You know, when we think about Jesus, You know, we know he was Jew, and he came first to save his people, but he came to save all people. So that this salvation in Jesus' name is available to each and every one of us. Luke
24 and 47. And that repentance and remission of sin shall be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
And that repentance and remission of sins shall be preached in his name.
Yeah.
In his name, among all nations, among all people, among whomever, although it began at Jerusalem. But that's not, aren't you so thankful it wasn't just limited to that?
Yeah.
He said, all nations. It doesn't matter what family you came from. Doesn't matter if your family was one that you can look back and, oh, we've been part of a God's church for many years. It don't matter.
Yeah.
It's to everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
It's available in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Salvation is available to all people. It's not restricted. I made mention of the fact that there is no other name. That's the only name. And that's backed by the Word of God as well. We can find that in the 4th chapter of Acts and the 12th verse. There's a lot of scriptures this morning, so get your Bibles ready. Acts 4 and 12.
Neither is there salvation in any other.
For there is none other name
under heaven
given unto men
whereby
we must be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven. What are we under? Heaven, right? The whole world and all the planets and stratospheres and all of it is under heaven, right? So, there's nowhere else. So that's the only name, right, that we can have salvation. If somebody comes along and says, I know of someone else, or I know of another way, the Word of God disputes that this morning. This is the only way. This is the only name that we can receive salvation. Repentance and remission of sins in His name. There's no other way, no other name under heaven given among men whereby we can be saved. It doesn't exist. It's only in Jesus' name that we can have salvation if we will. There's a familiar scripture that we all know that we can quote in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, right? We're talking about in Jesus' name. So now when we talk about in Jesus' name, recognize that that means Lord, Savior, Christ, the Son of God. All of those are encompassed right in Jesus' name.
Yes.
So when we talk about being able to have salvation in Jesus' name, there's something that happens when we start to claim the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In His name now, so we become a new person now. If any man be in Christ, if any man has accepted that name, he becomes a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So in other words, there's a change that takes place. The power and authority that's behind the name of Jesus causes a change to take place in our lives. We become a different person now. Brother Woody mentioned this morning in Sunday school how somebody reached out to him and said something about this, your spirit. Just something about him. That's the name of Jesus. When we claim his name, There's something behind it.
That's right.
The power and authority of Almighty God that changes us. Right?
Yes.
And the way we act, the way we conduct ourselves, with the way we the words that come out of our mouth. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to stand on the corner and preach. If God tells you to do that, well, go ahead and do it. But you know, the most preaching that we do is with our lives.
That's right.
You can, and that's the most effective kind. When it's backed by your life, and you don't even have to speak a word. That's the most effective preaching that each and every one of us can have in our individual lives.
Thank the Lord.
We're new creatures. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Why? Because the power and authority in Jesus' name. There's a verse of a song. It says, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power to break every chain. To break every chain. That's why he came, right? He came to break the chains of sin that bind us. That's because the power and authority in Jesus' name. That we can think that I'm so bound, I'm so tied up. But God came to set us free.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. So there's salvation this morning in Jesus' name. There's also deliverance. Deliverance from oppression.
Amen.
There's victory in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We can add that to the circle this morning. There's deliverance. Victory. Any word you want to add, some words that are similar, it's in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Let's look at some examples in the Bible. Let's go to a very familiar text here in the same chapter, the same book of Acts. Let's look at the 16th chapter and the 16th through the 18th verse. Acts 16:16-18.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
As they went to prayer.
This is just to give us a little context. Paul and Silas doing the work of the Lord. They went to a particular place. It seemed like that they always went to pray. To get a little closer to God. To have some communion with God. And as they were going there, something happened here.
A certain damsel possessed with a spirit of deviation met us. Which brought her masters much gain
by soothsaying.
The same followed Paul and us. And cried, saying,
These men are the servants of the Most High God. Would shew unto us the way of salvation.
And this did she many days.
But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit,
I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ
to come out of her.
And it came out that same hour.
We're talking about deliverance. We're talking about the power that's in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
God, we recognize the story here. Paul and Silas trying to do the work of the Lord. And here there's one following around. Seem like kind of mocking them. Trying to expect to go of them. Just agitating, stirring people up. No doubt, maybe they were mimicking them in some kind of way. Just bringing attention that they didn't need. But you know, these brothers, they knew about Jesus, see?
Yeah.
God had given them, they had a relationship with him, and they knew that there was power in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Right? So that they were able to say, wait a minute, we're trying to do the work of the Lord, and we're coming up against all this opposition. Lord, we need some help here.
Yeah.
We need you to come to our rescue now. You know, as we go through each and every one of our lives, different things that we face, we know that we can claim the name of Jesus. In the Jesus. They looked at this one, this devil, and they said, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Right.
If they had tried to claim any other name, it wouldn't have worked.
Right.
Nothing would have happened.
Oh, yeah.
But it said the Spirit came out that very hour.
Right.
We're talking about the name of Jesus.
Lord.
There's power and authority in that name.
Praise God.
In the name of Jesus. Why did Jesus come? To seek and to save that which was lost. He came to bring deliverance. And you think about this situation. Think of everybody that benefited from them, these brothers having an acquaintance with God and being able to call on the name of Jesus. Not only was that soul delivered, right? That she was delivered. Whatever was possessing her, she was freed from that.
Yes.
But think about the effect that it had on those looking on.
Yes.
These brothers endeavoring to work for the Lord. And I saw, think of the stories maybe. I remember one time I was over where they used to go up there to pray. And there was this woman that was just mocking them, and imagine how many stories were told about it. And they said, in the name of Jesus, and I saw it with my own eyes. That spirit came out in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. And they can that could have been repeated over and over again. They called on the name of Jesus, and something happened. In the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's some text in Luke, in the 10th chapter of Luke. It's specifically in the 17th verse. But I want to give us a little context of what happened here. In this reading, Jesus had sent out 70 disciples. Here, and if you want to read about it in the 10th chapter of Luke, he sent disciples out to do his bidding, right? He couldn't be everywhere, but he had those that had learned under him and had received him instruction, had established their own relationship with God, and that they went out to do the work. So these 70 had went out, and then it seemed like there came a point in time where they came back to him and maybe kind of gave a report or gave a... And they expressed kind of some of the things that they had dealt with while they were out working. So it says here in Luke 10 and 17.
And the 70 returned again with joy.
The 70 returned again with joy.
Saying,
Lord.
Even
the devils are subject unto us through thy name. So you can imagine that all these 70 that had gone out, the different things that they had encountered, when they called on the name of Jesus, something happened. That no doubt each of them maybe had stories that they could have shared. But they just made it known, Lord, even the devils are subject to your name. When we call on the name of Jesus, folks are being delivered. Maybe been bound up, tied up, tangled up in all kind of whatever. But in the name of Jesus, deliverance has been given. They proclaimed it. The accounts. Think about this. And as I was reading this, we have all these accounts in the Word of God. Imagine what's not recorded in here. Right? Each and every one of us could keep a journal, right? And have a record of all the things that God has done. The power that He's exhibited in His name in each and every one of our lives. How big would the book be? So all the accounts that are made reference to, right, but specific details are not given. How much more did he do in his name? So if these 70, they didn't even talk about what happened, but I imagine they could have went around and this is what I encountered.
Yeah.
And when I called on the name of Jesus, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And they could have probably no doubt just gone around the room, each of them expressing what had taken place in Jesus' name. There's a stanza of a song. It says, in the name of Jesus, we have victory. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus, my precious Jesus, we have the victory. I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to take up your weapons and flee. Why? Because we have authority in the name of Jesus to say, Satan, get out of here. Leave me alone. I want to have nothing to do with you. In Jesus' name, there's power, there's authority in the name of Jesus. We don't have to be held in bondage. We don't have to be beaten down. We don't have to be just beat up by the enemy of our soul. Because there's power in the name of Jesus that we can have deliverance and victory in His name. There's power, there's strength, and there's might in Jesus' name. Very familiar text of scripture that's quoted time and time and time again. You know, some of it might not literally say in Jesus' name, but this is implied in the scripture. When we say Philippians 4 and 13, we know it. We can all quote it by heart. We can all say it together. I can what? I can do all things through who?
Christ.
In Jesus' name, because He strengthens me. We're talking power, might, and strength. No matter whatever we come up against in life, in Christ, in Jesus' name, I can do it. By the grace and by the help of God. Even maybe in trial and test of life that seem like it's so difficult that I can't seem to make it. I can do it, Lord, in Your name. In Jesus' name, in Christ's name, You can give me whatever I need to be able to go through. I can do all things through Christ because He's the one that provides the strength for me. You know, I think about it in another place. I believe one of the writers said, in my weakness, right? That's where I'm strong.
Yeah.
Recognizing that the strength and the ability, the power and the might, it has nothing to do with me.
Right.
It comes from God Almighty. And it's only because of Him that I can do anything.
Yeah.
It's in His name, in His power, and in His might. Time is really moving. That clock is moving fast this morning. I'd like to at least get to two more. Let's go to the 18th chapter of Matthew and the 20th verse.
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
In His name. So where
two or three are gathered, he's with us.
Yes.
Right? So we're talking about God's presence in his name.
Yes.
Now we know that we carry God with us individually, right? When we have a relationship with God. But this verse lets us know that his presence is with us whenever two or three meet together. Now we know that there's power in Jesus' name, but then there's power when we are together as well. Right? God's presence with us uniting ourselves together, there's power in that as well. So there's something that we have that we carry with us individually, but it's strengthened collectively.
That's right.
Right? There's something special about that collectiveness. When we unite together. You know, solos are wonderful. There can be some beautiful solos, can't there? When somebody sings. But when you unite some voices together.
Yeah.
You know, you have, I'm not very super musical, but I understand the four parts. Right? So you have that lead voice, and then you add that alto in, and then a little bass and tenor, and you get those voices collectively united together. There's something special about it. That you can have a wonderful, beautiful solo, but when you get all four of those parts mixed together, there's something special about it. Just to think about when we gather in his name, he's in our midst. His presence is with us. There's some extra power and anointing there. You know, when you pray, it's wonderful when you pray, isn't it? But isn't it even more wonderful when you pray, when there's somebody right behind you, backing up your prayer? Do it, Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus. They're standing right behind you. When those voices are united together, there's power there. In the name of Jesus now. It's nothing to do with any of us. It's only because it's in Jesus' name. Those unity of voices in prayer to Almighty God. And when you're going along the highway and you're shouting praises to God, that's wonderful, isn't it? Oh, but when you get in church now and you start shouting and praising the Lord, and then there's somebody coming up right behind you, thank the Lord. Praise God. There's something special about it. It just uplifts you and encourages you. God's presence is there in his name. In his name. His presence. Right here with us. That's the beauty about coming to church, isn't it? You know, we can, yes, can I live saved if I have a determination? Yes, I can. But when I get united with the people of God, it does something extra for me.
Yeah.
Gives me some extra encouragement and inspiration.
Right.
God's presence is right there. Yeah. His little extra presence. I don't know how to explain it, but the word says where two or three, he's there. He's right there with us.
That's
right. Just something special about it. I can't explain it. You know, there's unity in the name of Jesus. There's unity in the name of Jesus. Got the same spirit, the same mind. 1 Corinthians 1:10.
Now I beseech you.
I beseech you.
Brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
that ye all speak the same thing,
that ye all speak the same thing,
and that there be no division,
among you,
but that ye be perfectly joined together
in the same mind,
and in the same judgment.
I beseech ye, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, y'all speak the same, no division among you. You perfectly join together in the same mind and in the same judgment. In the name of our Lord Jesus. We sung that song earlier. Street strains of heavenly music blend in one harmonious sound. So the members of Christ's body in blessed unity are found. One in mind and one in spirit. One in doctrine, faith, and love. One in name, oh precious union, like the angel hosts above. That's only possible because of Jesus' name. That's what makes it possible for us to be all different people, but we can be united of one mind and one spirit. One with another. That we don't have to have disagreements and arguments over different things. We have the same mind and spirit because of Jesus. And it's because of His name that we have it. I'm going to talk about one more. We'll share a few scriptures. We'll hold some of them. He's our mediator.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
We have an intercession with God the Father because of Jesus. It's in His name. Let's look at a few verses here. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. John the 16th chapter and the 26th verse.
And in that day,
ye ask in my name,
and I say not unto you,
and I say not unto you,
that I will pray the Father for you.
I will pray the Father for you.
For the Father himself loveth you.
For the Father himself loveth you.
Because ye have loved me.
Because ye have loved me.
And have believed that I came out from God.
And have believed that I came out from God. This is, notice as you look in your Bibles, it's in red, right? Is that in red? So Jesus saying, ask in my name, and I'll pray to the Father for you. See? Jesus died for us, right? He's the one who died for us. It's because of Him that there's love and mercy and compassion because of His death on the cross. So He did it. And He said, I can go to the Father on your behalf. See? I'm making intercession for you.
Amen.
You know that word, intercession, intercessor. It's a partition or entreaty in favor of another. So we have Jesus Christ. We're talking about in Jesus' name now. We have Him going to the Father, God Almighty, in our behalf. See, we wouldn't have access to God if it wasn't for Jesus, right? We wouldn't have access. He's the one that gives us access. We have access to God the Father because Jesus Christ the Son died for each and every one of us. And then when He left something for us, didn't He? He left the Holy Spirit, right? He didn't leave us comfortless. He's with us even now because He left His Spirit with us. And God's mercy and God's love and care and compassion is because of Jesus. There's a song we sing. It says, Jesus is pleading. He's interceding. Yes, Jesus, plead. That's because of Jesus, God extends mercy to His creation.
That's true.
He's the mediator. He's the intercessor for us. This is verified again. 1 Timothy 2 and 5. Makes it clear and plain. There is one God.
And
there is one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. Right? There's one God. Singular. Not multiple. There is one God. And there's one mediator between mankind. We all mankind. You want to have access to God? It's only through Jesus. It's only because of Jesus that we have access to God the Father. He's the mediator between us and God. He's interceding and pleading for our behalf. He's the mediator. I have a couple more scriptures on the mediator, but I believe I'm going to hold those for now. I want to mention this. Our faith and our trust and our confidence in God and us living our lives in a way that is consistent with His Word, with His way and the will of God, that's what gives us access to all the things that are available to us in Jesus' name. We need faith, don't we? We need faith to believe that all things, these things are available to us in Jesus' name. The Word says without faith, it's impossible. We can't please God without it. And then our trust is a belief that He is a rewarder, the Scripture says, of him that diligently seek Him. Then know that if I endeavor to live my life in a way that's pleasing and honoring to God, that I have a trust and a confidence that all these things are available in Jesus' name, amen, that God will provide them. Amen. As long as I'm living a life consistent, that means hungering and thirsting after righteousness. That doesn't mean one day I'm up and the next day I'm down. That means I'm hungering and thirsting for the things of God. And that I'm in agreement with His Word, with His will, and with His way. There's a song. It's called In the Name of Jesus. The writer said, I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name because it's all that I can do. In desperation, I seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. All of these things are available to us in Jesus' name. I speak the name of all authority, declaring blessings and every promise He is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater. He is stronger. He's the God of possible. Come believe it. Come receive it. Oh, the power of His Spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. There's power in the name of Jesus this morning. Whatever healing is needed, it's in Jesus' name. There's some circumstances in your life that you need to change. There's change possible in Jesus' name. Do you have fear and doubts, unbelief that can go away in Jesus' name this morning? You need a breakthrough? That can happen when we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There's power, there's authority in the name of Jesus. Let's be encouraged, saints, and realize what we have available to us in Jesus' name. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. I desire your prayers that I would always be mindful of everything that is available to us.